Chairman Roy Thompson, began the Bullock County Commissioners bi-monthly meeting on Tuesday, November 21, 2023 with a first in a song by Deacon Andrew Pelt. They then recognized Bullock County Parks and Recreation Director Eddie Cannon for his induction into the GRPA Hall of Fame and Athletic Manager Dodrian Cosby for his election as Vice Chairman of GRPA. The last recognition of the morning was for Bullock County Animal Control Supervisor Joey Sanders for his heroic action in pulling a Bullock County woman from her burning on Monday morning as reported by Grice Connect. Ted Wynn, Bullock County Public Safety Director, recounted Sanders' actions on Monday morning. He saw smoke coming from the home and called 911 for help. He then realized there was still a female in the home. As he arrived, the windows blew out of the house and the smoke was filling the home. He crawled on his hands and knees down a hallway to a back bedroom to find the woman. He then drug her to safety. He was met by Bullock County Sheriff's Captain Ben Linehart in the garage area of the home to help Sanders get her to safety. Sanders gave credit to the firefighters and reminded the commissioners of the dangerous and important work they do every day to protect life and property in our county. Sanders is a 20-plus year Bullock County employee and leads the Animal Control Division. Brad Deal, County engineer, gave an update on the Brannan Pond Road, which has been closed since it was damaged by Hurricane Idalia. He reported that the road will be closed well into 2024 as they work through the process with FEMA to fund the improvements and repairs. Read all about this and other county business covered in the story. Recognition 1. Musical selection by Deacon Andrew Pelt. Deacon Andrew Pelt. Dwayne Grice 2. Recreation and Parks Department. Director Eddie Cannon, inducted into the Georgia Recreation and Parks Association Hall of Fame. Eddie Cannon, Bullock Recreation and Parks Director. Dwayne Grice Cannon told the board that Lonnie Barrett and Honey Bowen were the first two inductees into the GPRA Hall of Fame. Bullock has one of the largest numbers of Hall of Fame members in the state. 3. Recreation and Parks Department. Athletics Manager, Dodrian Cosby, elected Vice Chairman of the Georgia Recreation and Parks Association. Dodrian Cosby, Bullock Recreation and Parks Athletics Manager. Dwayne Grice 4. Public Safety Director Ted Wynn, Animal Control Supervisor, Joey Sanders. Lisa Sanders, Joey Sanders and Ted Wynn with Commissioners. Dwayne Grice. Public Hearing 1. Initial public hearing to begin the process of updating the Joint Comprehensive Plan for Bullock County. James Pope, Bullock County Planning Director, said they are working toward having an updated plan by June of 2024 that will be approved by the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. They are required by law to form a steering committee and have public input. They have had two meetings, one on November 13 and one in Brooklet on November 16. Today is the third public input meeting. Click here for a public survey link to provide input and for more information on the plan and the plan process. A little over 250 citizens have responded. This will be open for another month. He encouraged citizens to share on their social media and with friends. They will have a proposed plan to present in March of 2024 that will be presented to the commissioners. The plan will provide a guide for future growth. Tim Powell was the only speaker during public comments. He was studying the yellow zone created in the southern part of the county where they are proposing future growth. Some of the most productive farmland in the county is in this area. He noticed the committee was woefully short of ag members on the committee. He thinks future committees should be one-third or half of the committee made up of the ag community. Open farmland makes for ugly subdivisions. More effort should be made to place them in woodland tracts versus open and productive farmland. He asked if at this moment in time exist any binding agreement or legal agreements that requires Bullock to supply water to the Hyundai plant or any other development in Bryan County. Since this was a public hearing, it is a listening session and there was no response from the commissioners. Consent agenda, all approved. 1. Approve a resolution authorizing acceptance of roads in Belmont Estates subdivision. The developer has requested that the county accept dedication of and title to the roads in Belmont Estates subdivision. As indicated by the attached memo, County Engineer Brad Deal has inspected these roads and determined that they comply with all county requirements. Approval of the attached resolution will implement acceptance of these roads and authorize Chairman Thompson to accept a deed for these roads on behalf of the county. 2. Approve a resolution authorizing acceptance of roads in Bridgewater subdivision. The developer has requested that the county accept dedication of and title to the roads in Bridgewater subdivision. County engineer Brad Deal has inspected these roads and determined that they comply with all county requirements. Approval of the attached resolution will implement acceptance of these roads and authorize Chairman Thompson to accept a deed for these roads on behalf of the county. 3. Approve a resolution authorizing acceptance of roads in Farmington West subdivision. The developer has requested that the county accept dedication of and title to the roads in Farmington West subdivision. As indicated by the attached memo, County Engineer Brad Deal has inspected these roads and determined that they comply with all county requirements. Approval of the attached resolution will implement acceptance of these roads and authorize Chairman Thompson to accept a deed for these roads on behalf of the county. 4. Approve a resolution for RiverSource Life Insurance Company. The Parks and Recreation Department was notified recently by RiverSource Life Insurance Company that Ms. Virginia Trapnell had passed away and named the Statesboro Bullock County Parks and Recreation Department, along with a number of other organizations, as a beneficiary of her deferred annuity account. Bullock County should receive approximately $22,116 from this bequest for use by the Parks and Recreation Department. There are several forms to complete in order to receive these funds, and one of the forms that must be completed is the attached resolution. County Manager Tom Couch and Chief Financial Officer Christy King will act as authorized signers, meaning they have the authority to sign any other forms or documents necessary to complete this transaction. Approval is recommended. 5. Reject a portion of the bid received from Friendship Ford and approve the purchase of a vehicle for buildings and facilities from the State of Georgia Vehicle Purchasing Contract. A bid for 18 vehicles was issued on September 28, 2023. The bid opening was held on October 26, 2023. Only one bid was received from Friendship Ford out of Bristol, Tennessee. A bid was emailed to two dealerships located in Statesboro, Georgia, and one dealership did not respond with contact information. A bid ad was posted in the Statesboro Herald on September 28, 2023, and posted to the county's website and on the Georgia Procurement Registry for the duration of the bid cycle. The State of Georgia contract prices were not yet available when the bid was issued. At the time of the vehicle bid opening, the State of Georgia's purchasing window has opened for some vehicles. A comparison has been made between the available vehicles through the state contract and the vehicles submitted on the bid. Other vehicle comparisons will be made as time allows. There is a clause in the vehicle bid that allows the county to accept the bid in whole or in part. It is recommended to reject item number 4 on the bid and order the F-150 with the V8 engine off the State of Georgia vehicle bid contract. The pricing sheet from the state indicates that options requested on item number 4 are still available, and the bid indicated they were not available, therefore the bid does not meet the specs issued in the bid document. The dealership that has the state contract, Allen Vigil Ford, confirmed that the 2024 Ford F-150 is still available with the 5.0L V8 flex fuel engine and the trailer tow package. The bid indicated to get the trailer tow package we would have to accept a 3.5L V6 EcoBoost engine. The building and facilities director stated the V8 was necessary to pull heavy trailers when needed. 6. Accept a portion of the bid received from Friendship Ford for vehicles by various county departments. A bid for 18 vehicles was issued on September 28, 2023. The bid opening was held on October 26, 2023. Only one bid was received from Friendship Ford out of Bristol, Tennessee. A bid was emailed to two dealerships located in Statesboro, Georgia, and one dealership did not respond with contact information. A bid ad was posted in the Statesboro Herald on September 28, 2023, and posted to the county's website and on the Georgia Procurement Registry for the duration of the bid cycle. The State of Georgia contract prices were not yet available when the bid was issued. At the time of the vehicle bid opening, the State of Georgia's purchasing window has opened for some vehicles. A comparison has been made between the available vehicles through the state contract and the vehicles submitted on the bid. There is a clause in the vehicle bid that allows the county to accept the bid in whole or in part. It is recommended to accept the bid offer on Item 3, Item 5, Item 6, Item 7, Item 11, and Item 13. There will be savings of $35,755 to the county by accepting the bid offer on these vehicles. 7. A motion to approve the purchase of Rescue 42 Telecrib Strut from MES. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted $225,000 to purchase new equipment for three new fire apparatus that are on order. Part of this equipment includes set of Rescue 42 Telecrib struts, for the amount of $17,087.88. This purchase will help our department equip our engines with life-saving rescue tools and maintain standardized equipment across the fleet of apparatus to better serve our citizens. 8. Motion to approve Hurst Rescue Tools from MES. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted $225,000 to purchase new equipment for three new fire apparatus that are on order. Part of this equipment includes set of Hurst EDRAULIC rescue tools, for the amount of $48,047.96. The set will include a cutter, spreaders, ram, batteries, chargers, as well as airbags and controls. This purchase will help our department equip our engines with life-saving rescue tools to better serve our citizens. 9. A motion to approve equipment for new apparatus. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted to purchase new equipment for three fire apparatus that are currently on order. This equipment includes fire hose, nozzles, hand tools, and other rescue equipment that are essential to day-to-day operations. The purchase price of this order is $101,074 of the $225,000 budgeted. This purchase will help our department equip our engines with life-saving tools and equipment and help create a standardized uniformed fleet to better serve our citizens. 10. Reject a portion of the bid received from Friendship Ford and approve the purchase of vehicles for the Parks and Grounds Department from the State of Georgia Vehicle Purchasing Contract. A bid for 18 vehicles was issued on September 28, 2023. The bid opening was held on October 26, 2023. Only one bid was received from Friendship Ford out of Bristol, Tennessee. A bid was emailed to two dealerships located in Statesboro, Georgia, and one dealership did not respond with contact information. A bid ad was posted in the Statesboro Herald on September 28, 2023. And posted to the county's website and on the Georgia Procurement Registry for the duration of the bid cycle. The state of Georgia contract prices were not yet available when the bid was issued. At the time of the vehicle bid opening, the state of Georgia's purchasing window has opened for some vehicles. A comparison has been made between the available vehicles through the state contract and the vehicles submitted on the bid. Other vehicle comparisons will be made as time allows. There is a clause in the vehicle bid that allows the county to accept the bid in whole or in part. It is recommended to reject items number 9 and number 10 on the bid and order the F-150 and F-250 for Parks and Grounds off the State of Georgia vehicle bid contract. The pricing sheet from the state indicates that options requested on item number 9 are still available and the bid indicated they were not available, therefore the bid does not meet the specs issued in the bid document. The dealership suggested upgrading to a super cab, which would make the vehicle cost $1,737 more than the truck purchased from the state. Purchasing the F-250 with the 8-foot Napaiti service body from the state will save $3,725. By purchasing both vehicles from the state contract, there is still a savings of $242.11. Stryker service contract. This is a sole source request for approval of a Stryker service contract for preventive maintenance and repairs to our Stryker medical equipment. The service agreement covers a yearly preventive maintenance service and repairs as needed to 9 stretchers, 8 stair chairs and 4 power load systems. The cost of the agreement is $19,703.20. We request approval by the board. 12. Motion to approve the purchase of Bullard Thermal Imaging Cameras from Georgia Fire and Rescue Supply. The Bullock County Fire Department was budgeted $225,000 to purchase new equipment for three new fire apparatus that are on order. Part of this equipment includes thermal imaging cameras, for the amount of $25,462.77. This purchase will help our department equip our engines with life-saving rescue equipment and maintain standardized equipment across the fleet of apparatus to better serve our citizens. 13. Motion to grant a 2024 alcoholic beverage renewal license for package retail beer and wine sales to certain establishments with a current 2023 license. Off-premises. JKMD 7, Inc. Vinod Jetwani Om Eva Inc. Vinod Jetwani Buzway, LLC, Guninder Singh, Garanchal Singh PSM 14 Inc. Kushal Patel, Moose Lodge, Shala Hendricks, Eldora Penny Saver, Edward Maddox, Shiv Ganger Food Mart Inc. Anitabhan Patel, Jayesh Kumar Patel Kishabappa, Trading, Inc., Zip N Food No. 16, Pallavi Patel, Saloni Investments, LLC, Zip N Food No. 8, Kiarabhan Patel, Shivala, LLC, Nainabhan Chaudhary, Jay Hari, Inc. Nainabhan Chaudhary, Sumner Brothers LLC, Pojo's No. 2, Pojo's Gas & Go, Pojo's Country Store No. 5. Conine Sumner, Jerry Sumners, Beverly Sunmer, Philip Sunmer. 14. Motion to amend the tower lease agreement with Verizon Wireless to allow modifications to tower equipment located at 115 North Main Street. Bullock County entered into a lease agreement with Verizon Wireless in 2017 to erect a tower on Bullock County premises located at 115 North Main Street. Verizon is proposing to update and modify the equipment located on the tower. No negative impacts are anticipated. Approval is recommended. 15. Motion to approve purchase order for Dobbs Equipment Southeast, LLC for repair cost of John Deere motor grader. This PO request is a follow-up to the briefing that we gave several weeks ago referencing the extensive repairs cost for a John Deere motor grader. The grader repairs have been completed and the machine is back in operation. We are requesting approval of the PO request for the repair costs in the amount of $47,833.58. New business. Approved 1. Resolution to approve updated personnel policy manual. In FY2019, the Board of Commissioners adopted a new, comprehensive personnel policy manual for employees and supervisors. Periodic review of the personnel policy manual is prudent to ensure it remains up to date and relevant. As a result, county staff has committed to an annual review and, if appropriate, recommendation to update the policy manual. The Board of Commissioners most recently approved updates in late 2022. As a result of the 2023 review, the project team, HR director, county attorney, and assistant county manager, has recommended additional updates and edits which will clarify areas of confusion and expand upon topics already covered by the manual. Approved 2. Staff recommends and requests the consideration of a motion for Bullock County to enter into a contract for equipment and software from Verizon Connect Services that will be used to monitor workforce and fleet management. Award of this contract with Verizon Connect Services for the next 12 months will be $26,646.60. This contract is through Sourcewell Contract No. 020221, N.W.F. In an effort to improve the overall management of the Bullock County Public Works fleet usage and workforce, we are requesting to outfit all of the vehicles and heavy equipment within our Public Works fleet with integrated devices that operate with near real-time software provided and maintained by Verizon Connect Services. Approved 3. Motion to enter into negotiations with the most qualified and suitable firm for engineering design services for repairs and drainage improvements to Brannan Pond Road. Brad Deal, county engineer, said that 5,000 acres drain into this point from Brooklet. They felt it was time to do a hydrology study. This consultant will do the hydrology study and design improved drainage capacity. The process with FEMA is very slow, that is why it has taken so long. It could take into the summer to get approval for this. With cost expected be between $400 to $500,000 to make drainage upgrades and improvements. Due to the high cost, they made the decision to keep the road closed while they pursue funding. The other issue is if they need any permits from the Corps of Engineers, which could slow the project down even more. The guardrail had been replaced 3 years ago at the cost of nearly $200,000. It was completely washed away. Due to this, they know they need to improve the drainage. Following state and federal guidelines for procurement of engineering design services, Bullock County advertised and received statements of qualifications from four firms on October 19, 2023. Bullock County and the City of Statesboro received four proposals from consultants. All four firms were then asked to send a technical approach to the project, which was received by the county on November 9, 2023. The four firms that sent submissions for the project are shown on the attached memo from the purchasing manager. Staff has been reviewing and scoring the submittals based on the weighted scoring criteria in accordance with state and federal guidelines. The selection of a firm to begin negotiations with should be complete by the time of the commission meeting. Scoring criteria includes experience and qualifications for project manager and key team members, 30%, resources and workload capacity, 20%, technical approach, 40%, and past performance, 10%. This process is a qualification-based selection process being used so that the county will be eligible to receive funding from FEMA for the work. It is anticipated that the project will be eligible for 85% federal funding from FEMA with a 15% match from the county. Brannan Pond Road was damaged by flooding caused by Hurricane Idalia. Stormwater ran over the road, destroyed the shoulder, washed away guardrail, and undermined the pavement. The county engineer has determined that the capacity of the existing drainage culverts as well as the cross-section and design of the road need to be evaluated and improved to prevent future damage at this location, build a more resilient road and drainage structure for future storms, and provide a safer roadway for the traveling public. Public comments? None. Commission and staff comments. Commissioner Timmy Rushing said that Commissioner Toby Connor's grandmother had a fall on Sunday and is not doing well. He is with her and his family at the hospital in Savannah. That is the reason he was not in attendance. Work session 1. Elections update. Election supervisor, Shantae Jones. Jones spoke about upcoming 2024 election cycle concerns. Bullock could have up to 5 elections next year. Heavy advance voting creates issues, especially with parking at the Bullock County Annex are a concern. High numbers of absentee ballots also create staffing issues. Security concerns are also an issue that feel may increase the need for additional security. One of the largest complaints they receive is parking. They may need an absentee ballot mail team, which will require more staff. Many of the poll workers have volunteered their time for over 20 years. She would like to provide them an annual appreciation dinner. With anticipated growth, we need to look at relocating the elections office to a larger and more adequate facility with more space and parking. 2. Fire Department Update. Fire Chief, Ben Tapley. Tapley gave the commissioners an update on the department's improvement and needs. He said Bullock Fire has 18 career firefighters, responsible for covering 686 square miles, 12 part-time firefighters, along with administrative staff including a new fire inspector, a volunteer coordinator and 55 volunteers. Their call frequency is increasing dramatically. One reason for this is having fire engines respond as first responders to medical calls. In 2023, they have responded to 1,349 calls year-to-date and estimate over 2,000 calls of service. They now have 3 staffed stations in Brooklet, Portal and Register and 11 volunteer stations. Their mission to serve and take care of family and visitors of Bullock. The 2020 CPSM study showed that they need to establish more career firefighter and begin assisting EMS. Bullock Fire now responds with EMS. They assist them in responding and in critical patient calls they often drive the ambulance into the hospital. Citizens who falls and can't get up are also calls they run to assist EMS. The increased mileage rate allowed them to increase staff by 6 firefighters and promoted 9 firefighters to lieutenants. They are a young career department and needed the oversight on the engine companies. The infrastructure improvements to the stations have helped with livability for firefighters and EMS. Brooklet, Portal and Register are manned stations and will soon house EMS as well. Most main stations were built in the 80s and 90s and were not built to house firefighters. ISO moved the department from a 5X to a 4Y, which will provide a cost savings to citizens on home insurance. It also revealed more department needs like more equipment, personnel and station staffed. They have been applying for a lot of grants. One example is the SAFER grant will allow them to add more volunteers. With AFG grants and SPLOST funding, almost all apparatuses have new SCBA devices. They have 3 new engines ordered. The first will be delivered in August of 2024 and 2 are to be delivered in August of 2025. Firefighters have an increased risk of cancer. They have implemented cancer training to help remind firefighters ways to help reduce and prevent cancer in firefighters. 3. Public Works. Solid Waste Update, Public Works Director, Dink Butler. Butler introduced Robert Siemens, Assistant Director of Public Works, who gave the presentation on a consultant recommendations for solid waste improvements. He reviewed the consultant's recommendations to include consolidate from 22 down to 12 convenience centers, under review. Limit hours of availability at convenience centers. They tried this, but since opening 24 hours, complaints are way down. Staffing the centers, less complaints since staff reduced. Recycling. No markets for paper, plastic or glass at this time. It would be very costly to convert these centers and there is no market. They agree recycling is good and they will continue to review these options. They do accept tires and metals are recycling. No car batteries are taken. Several parts stores will accept automotive fluids. Private recycling through GreenRock is available at this time. Click here to view the agenda and supporting documents. The live stream of the entire meeting is below.